Thank you, Praise Team, for leading us this morning. Hopefully, your minds are thinking about what you are thankful for. We don't have a lot of time this morning, but most of that time is going to be yours. I think, to a certain extent, the modern-day church has done itself a little bit disservice by just simply having professionals come up and talk and lead and do that, and people just come and sit and don't participate other than in singing the service. And that's something that I would kind of like to change in our church. I want this to be more open so people can talk and not while I'm preaching, but I mean, the people can share testimonies, share concerns, and share praises. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a couple of minutes here. And what you have in your bulletin is Psalm 100. That's your bulletin notes. And that's all that's in there. And then there's a whole bunch of blank spaces after that. And the reason those are there is because I want you to think. You can pull that out right now, and even as I'm talking, you can start jotting down things that you are thankful to the Lord for. Because 10,000, as Steve said, maybe 10 million things, that reasons we have to praise God and praise the Lord. But just listen as I read Psalm 100 for you. It's a great psalm of thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with a joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and sheep of His pastures. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. Let's pray. Father, as we look at this psalm of thanksgiving, this psalm of praise, this psalm of worship, Lord, open our minds, open our hearts, that we might recognize how richly You have touched us. You have blessed us. You have provided for us. Father, in this time that we have left, Lord, may Your name be glorified in what You have done for us and us giving You thanks. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to briefly go through the different sections of this psalm. And I get convicted when I read in the book of Psalms, when I read about worship, when I read about how the psalmist wrote. And these weren't always great times when they wrote these great psalms of thanksgiving and of praise. They weren't always going through the best things in their lives, but they wrote these psalms. And I feel, again, when I read them, I just kind of like, oh man, that is just not what I'm doing. But we look at this psalm. The psalmist opens by saying, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Why is it that our services are so solemn some of the times? Why is it that we come here and we look like we've just lost our best friend, or our dog has died, or, you know, we just ran over the cat, or maybe we're just finding about that. But, you know, why is it that we look so downtrodden? The psalmist here says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Then he goes on, verse 2, says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Now, look at those, the first two verses, the opening two verses of this. Joyfully, gladness, and joyful. Again, you know, do you get a theme in the opening part of this psalm? And does that theme fit us? Especially when we gather into his house to worship. Then he goes on and he just states some things that just, again, I look at these and I think, boy, do I just stop and know this. Verse 3. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You know, you'll look at that. Know that the Lord himself is God. Now, do we stop to think about that? And I know I've said that a lot this year. But I guess the reason I say that a lot is because I don't stop and think about that. I look at what's going on around in the world and I think, oh my, you know, in the play Annie, I don't know how many of you have seen it. If you haven't, go see it tomorrow night. Kids are doing a great job. But there's one little girl in there, and I think her name is Molly. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! You know, see, and I think that's, in a way, that's the way we react to what's going on around us. Instead of knowing that our Lord is God. He is Elohim. He is the Creator God. He created all of us. And that is picked up in the next phrase when it says, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. You know, have you ever heard the phrase, he is a self-made man? That's a ridiculous phrase. No one is a self-made person. You know, we were created by God and we are blessed by God. And what we achieve is because God has given us the ability, the power to achieve. And it is he who has made us. And the world rejects that. I don't know why they want to reject it, but they reject it. It is he who has made us. And then the last phrase of verse 3, which is great, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, he uses the sheep and shepherd theme a lot in the Psalms and also in the New Testament. It's there. You know, how does it make you feel that, well, for one thing, God calls us sheep? You know, you may say, well, it's kind of demeaning, isn't it? Yeah, it's not. But, it is. Because sheep are really kind of an obstinate animal and not very intelligent. But the thing that is so cool about this is that he's our shepherd. He's our shepherd! We are sheep, but we have a great shepherd. We do dumb things, but the shepherd is there to help us and to protect us and to bring us back and to restore us. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. And then he comes into verse 4, which is the beginning of the Thanksgiving part of this psalm. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. And his courts was praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. You know, again, the idea of purposely coming to church to worship and to give thanks and entering these places, this place, with thankfulness in your heart for what God has done. Then he goes on and he really gives us reason why we are thankful in verse 5. He says, for the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. Now, this isn't necessarily for the Lord does good things. No, the Lord is good. His very nature is good. everything that is good comes from God. It says that in the book of James. Every good thing is from God. If it wasn't for God, we would not know what good is. And one of the things that I don't think I want to go there. It might bring you down. I don't bring you down. But anyway, God is good. He is good. He takes care of us. Then it goes on, and the second line is, His loving kindness is everlasting. We live in a temporal world. Things don't last. Things just don't last. You know, I went to get something out of the car, and Melissa had it running. And I go out and I open the back and I'm listening to this thing making kind of a weird noise. And, you know, it just brought to my mind again, it's about done. It's about done. It's only got 220,000 miles on it. Don't understand. It's a Honda. They're supposed to run forever. But see, nothing does. We live in a temporal world. But God's love is everlasting. It will never, ever, 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 ever end. That's something we can be thankful for. You know, people fall in and out of love all the time, but God never falls out of love with us. He loves us. His loving kindness is everlasting. And the last phrase there is His faithfulness to all generations. You know, stop and think about that. You know, we think about the Old Testament heroes and how God worked in their lives and how God was so faithful to those people. And then we think of the apostles and the disciples and how God was so faithful to them. But this verse says that His faithfulness is not just to Moses and to David and to Peter and to Paul, but it's also to Richard and to Melissa and to Dean and to Mike and to, I guess I should name some girls too. You know, but it's to all of us. And you know, if we, and there's a lot of people, you know, we think, oh man, I'm so worried about the next generation. What about my kids and my grandkids? What are they going to grow up and what are they going to live in? I don't know. It is a little scary to think about that. But you know what? According to the scriptures, God is going to be with them and with their kids and with their grandkids and with their grandkids until He comes. His faithfulness is to all generations. It didn't stop with David and Moses. It didn't stop in the New Testament. It is passed on to us. And it will be passed on to our kids until the Lord comes. Now that is just a thumbnail sketch of this psalm. But you are going to talk. That's not a prayer. But I would like you to talk and to share with us. Again, maybe some of you have jotted some things down here. Remember, I gave you permission to jot things down while I talked. Does someone want to just say what they jotted down on one of those lines?
I'm very thankful for my family right now because I'm getting them a good workout. And I find that I'm very crabby when I'm in pain. I could probably use your prayers of prayers.
Well, you didn't say we need to pray for your family. We just said you wanted prayers for you, but anyway, you're welcome.
Just don't cross me right now.
Thank you for the warning. No, thank you for family. Okay.
Last week, I was going to give you an update. First of all, I'm thankful so very much. I'll try and keep this short. First of all, for my chauffeur, he's been running around me for the last 2.5 months. We went and saw Dr. Tingstad. Things went well with that. I'm now down to 2 weeks. First part of December, I get to put 40 pounds on my leg that I haven't put weight on for the last 2.5 months. So that's a good, that's a really good, they're actually letting me put some weight on that leg. And then after, and they actually in January, first part of January, then I'm back at 100%. So recovery is coming along. It's been a slow, long haul, but I have so much to be thankful for. My wife, my kids. I know Josh didn't sign up for when he decided to live at home and go to school at U of I. He didn't sign up for caretaking, but he's been a big part of it. Whenever Denise wasn't around, he was helping out. And like I said, my family, brothers, sisters, you know, everything. I'm so thankful for them, and especially my current family, Denise and Amar and Josh.
You know, Josh didn't sign up for that, but you think God maybe had a little plan for him? You know, nothing is a coincidence.
I'm thankful for Jarrett's safety thus far. He's at boot camp at Fort Jackson, and we've received 3 letters from him so far. The last one was a little over a week ago, and he mentioned that he's been reading his Bible a lot, which has really helped him, and so I'm just thankful for that.
Yes, we need to remember to pray for Jarrett.
I'm so thankful to have been raised in a family of the mother and father who love the Lord, to set boundaries for me. And I don't think that we realize until we're older how much we absorb when we are little children from our parents in the home, their attitudes, their beliefs, their guidelines for their life, and the fact that they teach us to rely on the Lord when they are no longer caring for us. I am also thankful that my husband was raised in a white family and that the Lord has given us these many years together.
The Holy Spirit fixed me up with a date with a pretty young girl. Come next month, we will be married. I've been married 60 years. Still going through.
I'm thankful for Margaret Medicine is effective all around.
Yeah. Because again, you know, we think, well, man made modern medicine. No. It wasn't for the brain that God had given us and the ability of some people, not me, but some people to think and to reason. Well, that's why we have.
I'm thankful that even with all Tracy's going through, I'm very thankful that he knows the Lord and his home is with him.
Yeah. This is just a, I was going to say a pit stop, but this is just a stop along the way. Look at your list. You have more things on your list than you do.
And his wife and his daughter.
Did you be alive to this side of the church?
I'm thankful we had Kevin Neshaw stop by the other night at our house. He's in the area briefly. And it was just really neat to see how God's working and what he's doing in his people. And sometimes it's just nice to get out of your own bubble and see the handiwork of God.
Yeah, this isn't the only place he's at right now.
Speaking of God's people, I am thankful for the people as I look back at the church that I grew up at. I'm thankful for the people.
And some of them have died at this point, but I'm grateful for the people that invest, you know,
Sunday school teachers, union members. And I just am thankful for those pillars that invested in me and my family, because we were not originally from Omega.
You never know how hard enough text. Positive. Totally agree with you. Sometimes in my car, you know, I don't have the radio in anymore. This has half open. And so I don't listen to music. I listen to me think. And then I get a chance to listen to some new Christian artists and stuff, and it's just like, touches my heart. You know, it's just a way of expression, expressing what's going on. Encouragement. Others were getting time to call the praise team back up. I think you're sitting there smiling. Mom, you're smiling. But not that they don't want you to smile. I mean, don't think you're wrong. Praise team, you want to start coming up? And anyone else want to? Anything else you're thankful for? You know, there have been people who have shared, and no one has stoned them yet, so don't be afraid. Maybe someone on the praise team has something to thank you for.
Anyone else? Last call. Yes.